Skipping ahead to the Enlightenment now, and we really do start to see an obsession with the self as we'd know it, versus a society that is evolving rapidly with scientific thinking and industry. Our first example, Rousseau, believed that people were inherently compassionate and it's society that corrupts us. And so we are at our most authentic, and yes, the term is actually used at last, and you can practically feel 1,000 D&I experts quiver with anticipation. We are at our most authentic when we're passionate, not using reason. We've all heard leaders praised for their passion and authenticity and doing what they think is right, and Rousseau would have approved of that. But by contrast, Kant thought that an inherent part of authenticity is autonomy, that we must be able to govern ourselves to be true to ourselves. Genuine freedom, he thought, isn't acting on whatever grips you in the moment. He believed independence was about assessing new influences and deciding whether it was something you wanted to act on. But he thought this was a reasoning process that was common to everyone, universal, like the scientific method, and not so much about an authenticity that enhances your uniqueness.